Self-Mastery Podcast, episode 11. Morning, guys. Welcome back. And this morning, I've got a pretty good story for you that really did change the way that I looked at many, many things in my life. And I tell you what, it's good when you have these little aha moments in your life, which you have had many of, and you're about to have a lot more in the next sort of 10 minutes or so. But this moment was unlike any other moment that I've sort of experienced before, because you know when, like, say you're watching something, might be a movie, could be listening to this podcast, it could be listening to a song or watching TV or just something, an event happens in your life and you're like, wow, okay, I get it. You sort of get that massive aha moment and things start to shift. It's almost like you can't look at things the way that you used to because the way you look at things has changed, all right? And one day I can remember there, probably maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I was sitting down, I was watching TV, I was watching cable, right? There's absolutely, you know, 50 million channels on cable and I couldn't figure out what to watch. So I was just like, you know, channel flicking, going through and through and through. And I remember getting to the Discovery Channel and it had this story, it had this documentary about tribesmen and this tribe in the middle of Africa in the desert. And not only were these guys living in the desert, but these guys were actually, they were thriving in the desert. And the film crew obviously went out there to be like, hey, you guys are in the middle of the desert. How are you actually doing this? What do you eat? What do you drink? How do you live? Where's your shelter? And they made this, you know, they made this whole documentary about it, right? It was really, really, really fascinating. Anyway, these two guys went out to the tribe and they obviously were making this documentary, right? So they went out, they got all their stuff, they got in the plane, then they got in a car, then they had to be like guided in by one of the tribes people, because they're literally in the middle of bloody nowhere. And when they got there, they found like this little, it wasn't even really a village, because a village is quite big, right? It was literally like a patch of dirt with a couple of huts and this, it's almost like a, yeah, like a shelter just made out of sticks and twigs and well, you could call them leaves, but they weren't really leaves, right? Because they're in the middle of nowhere, so everything was dead. But there's little shelter, and this little shelter is where they kept like all their food or all their supplies and stuff like that. And for some reason, the guys expected that the supplies and everything that these guys and, you know, these people were eating and drinking was very, very scarce. But it wasn't. This little shelter that they had made was actually filled to the brim. It was filled with all sorts of different, vegetation and all sorts of different, like, meats and, you know, they even had like a little supply of water and all this sort of stuff. And these guys were like, they're actually quite blown away, because the tribesmen, they literally had not much at all. They had a couple of houses. They had a couple of, huts to store their stuff in, and that was it. And these two guys couldn't work it out. It's like the camera that they had was probably worth, well, easily worth more money than these tribes people have ever seen in their life. And you know, I watched this documentary for a little bit and they were showing you how they built their huts and how they, raised their children, all this sort of stuff. It was really cool, and some of the rituals that they have. And then all of a sudden the supplies started to run low, and these two guys, the film crew, as in, you know, the guy with the cameraman and also the interviewer, was starting to get a little bit worried, because, I mean, it was hot out there, right? These guys are literally dying while the tribes people, they're like, oh, this is just normal, like, this is good. So the interviewer asks one of the tribesmen, he's like, where do you get your water from? He's like, where do you get your water from? You're literally in the desert. You're in the desert. Do you dig a hole? Do you, put bags around trees and try and get the evaporation? He was coming up with all these ideas, and the tribesman, or the elder of the tribe, was just like, no, that's not how we do it. And he said, I'm about to ask you a question, and this question is going to be very important, because the answer to this question will depend on what it is that you receive. And what it is that you receive could depend on your life. And the guy was like, oh shit, what's the question? And the tribesman said, do you really want to know where we get water from, or are you just interested? And he's like, no, I actually really want to know. He's like, well, if you really want to know, then what we have to do is I have to show you. So the tribesman, you know, said whatever he said to his tribe, and he said, you know, prepare, get ready, we're going out to get water. So off they set out to get the water with these two cameramen in tow, following behind. So all they had was just one person, a block of salt, and a spear. And off they set into the desert, walking for hours and hours and hours. And then all of a sudden, they came to a massive anthill. And this anthill was probably 6 foot high, easily 6 foot high. It was like huge, right? And the tribesman walked up to the anthill, got his spear, and he dug a hole into the anthill. He dug a hole into the anthill. Then what he did is he actually had like seeds. I don't know if they were like pumpkin seeds, watermelon seeds, some sort of seeds. And he made like a little trail from outside the anthill all the way into the anthill and then put some seeds into the actual hole. And what he did then was he went over to the, you know, the other guys, the cameraman and the interviewer, and he said, now we wait. And they waited behind this little bush. Anyway, they waited and they waited and they waited, and they did like the time lapse thing on the video. It was like 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hours. And as time went on, you could see these two white guys absolutely turn into like death warmed up. They were dehydrated. They were sitting out in the middle of the desert, you know, trying to get water. And it finally got to about 4 or 5 hours, and the interviewer said to the tribesman, he's like, hey, we're gonna have to go back, we've run out of water, all these sorts of things. And he's like, nah, we're out, we're giving up, we're just going. And the tribesman says, like, no, you must have patience. You must have patience and persistence, because out here, if you do not have patience and you do not have persistence, you will die, you will perish. And he's like, our tribe has not survived thousands of years from having a give up attitude. That's what he was sort of saying in the translation. He said, just give it time, because when you think that there is no more, that is when the magic happens. So these guys are like, oh God, well, you know, what's the worst that's gonna happen? We're gonna die here, or we're gonna die on the walk home, because it's like hours away from the camp, right? So what they notice then is the tribesman says, ah, here, magic is starting to happen. And what the cameraman caught was this massive baboon. And this baboon was walking up, and he was actually eating the seeds that the tribesman had put there. And I was like, huh, it's quite weird. Still, how are they gonna get water from a baboon? It's like, yeah, it didn't really make sense to me. But I kept on watching, they had me hooked, right? And I wanted to listen to it right to the end. And I can remember like watching this baboon. He was eating his seeds. And this baboon thought like he won the lotto, right? Because obviously he's out in the middle of the desert, nothing there. And then all of a sudden he ate all the seeds around the anthill. But then he started to know that there were seeds in the anthill. And what he did is he put his hand in and he ate as many seeds as he could get. But then he put his hand all the way in. And when he grabbed a handful of seeds, he made a fist, right? And he couldn't get his hand out of the hole. So the monkey was stuck. The monkey was stuck there. And all he had to do was just let go. All he had to do was let go, and he would have been freed. Not only would have been freed, but he would have, got his food as well. But all he had to do was let go, and he would have been freed. Now, the tribesman knew that these monkeys didn't know that. And he said, this is how we get our water. Let me show you. He walked up to the monkey, literally just picked it up by the hand. And by this day, this monkey's going crazy, right? Because he probably, you know, thinks he's going to get eaten or killed or harmed or something like that. And the tribesman tied him up to a tree and then threw him a block of salt. It's like a big chunk of salt, about the size of maybe like a bar of soap. Huge, right? And this monkey picked up this salt and he started eating it. I was like, dude, what are you eating salt for? And the tribesman said, well, out here, there is like little to no salt. So when the monkey gets it, it's almost like candy. And what he did is he just smashed this whole block of salt. And then the tribesman says, ah, now we just wait. And they waited for maybe like, I don't know, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, something like that. And this monkey was, he was literally dying because he was so dehydrated from eating all this salt. And what he did is the tribesman walked up to him, let him off his leash, untied him, and then this baboon absolutely sprinted to the water hole. And the tribesman said, now our job is to follow the monkey because the monkey is going to lead us to the water. And I was like, man, this is absolutely fascinating. These people out in the middle of the desert are getting water from following a bloody baboon, a monkey, to where the water hole is. So they run. They follow this monkey. They go in this canyon, down this big, embankment, and then right down the bottom, they come to the most beautiful lagoon you have ever seen, like literally in the middle of nowhere. And the water is like pure, crystal clear. And not only do all these guys, the cameraman, the interviewer, and the tribesman, you know, drink, but also the monkey is drinking next to him. And the tribesman says, now, you know, I've got a few, points of wisdom for you. He said, the first one is, if I was the monkey and I needed to be free, then all you need to do is let go. And I was like, oh, he's talking to me. All I need to do to be free is to let go. Wow. And then he said, the second one is, if you want to survive in a harsh environment, in harsh circumstances or situations, then the first thing you have to do is have perseverance and never give up on the things that you truly want. I was like, my man, this man is talking straight to me. And then he said the third thing is, he's like, be grateful and appreciate the things that lead you to water. Because water is what keeps you alive. And I tell you right then that, he wasn't talking about things that lead you to water. He was saying that the things in your life that are helping you survive, that are helping you to grow, that are helping you to learn all these sorts of different things. He's like, you need to be grateful for them, because without the monkey, we would not know where the water was. Without the salt, we would not be able to get the monkey to be thirsty. And he's like, without the salt, then we wouldn't have the monkey, and so on and so forth. And he just kept going on. It was like this chain, it was like this chain of events that led them to that. And these two guys that were interviewing this tribesman turned from making a documentary on how they find water to getting like the keys of life from this elderly tribesman out in the middle of absolutely nowhere. And I tell you what, after I watched that documentary, my life was never the same, ever, because I understood that the things that I wanted, the things that I wanted to work towards, then I'm gonna have to let go of a few things that are stopping me from getting that or experiencing that or achieving that. And those things could be relationships, those things could be business opportunities, those things could be health and fitness, those things could be friends, those things could be the place that you work, those things could be the place that you live. There's many different scenarios and situations that you're in. But I tell you what, it's like, man, this is just from watching a 10 or 15 minute documentary, it changed the way that I looked at it for life. So my question to you now is, what is it that you need to let go of in order to be freed from that anthill? Or what is it that you need to feed the monkey in order to find what it is that you're looking for? And you can take that metaphor however it is that you need to. But just know that you have power within you right now in order to change the way that you look at things. You have power within you right now in order to make different decisions and get different outcomes. And you have power within you right now to choose how your life is going to turn out. You can either be the monkey and be stuck, or you can be the tribesman and you can find water. That decision is totally up to you.